Blog Talk Radio.
Is he mad? Is he this? Did he do it? You know.
Look,
if I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the raining. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should have known better, and I plan to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause, your future's my past, I've been here before. I know when you're scheming, I feel when you plot. And I got mental vision, intuition, I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system, everybody whispering. When the streets are talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my glockin'. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the poppin'. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the droppin'. S dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? For the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you, When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only in shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know.
The streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. From a street perspective, it's your host L Boogie with my cellmate and my co-host Juelz the G on assignment. And T-Row, what the deal, bro? How you doing day after Thanksgiving, man? Looks like you put on a couple, you know, pounds, man. You look like you ate good yesterday, man.
You have to take full advantage of the married life, Devin. You know what I'm saying? When you got a lot of people cooking good like that in the fam, yeah, you definitely gonna put on a couple of pounds. You talking about me. I see you did your own handyman thing, man, and had it right, put on a couple pounds yourself there, Julia.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. I had to do something to my misery on my pockets yesterday. We looked a mess. Out of my pick'em games, only won one. Thank you, Ro. Thank you for making us look good. I almost got worried there for a second.
Yeah, don't worry about it, baby. We got you in the back pocket. You know what I'm saying? It was the Raiders. Thank God.
Wow. Very interesting, man. Very interesting. A lot going on. A lot going on. NCAA football. It's rivalry week, baby. You got rivalry week. We had a couple games played today. You got the NFL coming up. We're going to, you know, talk about some things that's been talking in the street all along the week. And also, you know, our pick'ems for the week. But, Ro, what do you think about the coaches, Mike Tomlin, on the field? Let's work backwards, man. Let's work from great games going backwards, man. What a great game on the nightcap. You have Baltimore prevailing at home 22-20 against, you know, the Steel Curtain. You know, what do you think stood out to you in that game?
Oh, man, Elbow, you know, last night we were blessed to have a quality game, you know, to finish off Thanksgiving. Pretty exciting. You know, it came down to the last minute of the game, and it was just unfortunate that, you know, Big Ben couldn't get that 2-point conversion, it would have been some, you know, to have a little cake and ice cream at the same time by having an overtime game to cap everything off would have been nice. But the fool dropped the ball. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. You got to have better hands than that, man. You get paid a lot of money, man. You can't be dropping the ball, Pippen. For two. It's for the game. Keep your chances alive in your division. And you just let it slip away. Now Baltimore got the upper hand. Even though Baltimore, you know, didn't look too hype, but you can definitely tell that is a rivalry game, boy. Did you see how many fights it was on the sideline or in the game itself? Boy, see, that's what I'm talking about. It's been a hype weekend starting off on Thursday, Thanksgiving. It's supposed to be a day of giving thanks. But we up in everybody's face. Boy, it was a number of rival games this week and this weekend. And, boy, we ain't even halfway done. This is getting out of control. But I'm loving every minute of it. Every minute of it, L Boogie. I'm telling you, it's Friday. I'm feeling good. Man, what's on your mind, Tibby? What's on your mind, man? What's in the sports world, man? Holler at me.
Well, you know, we got a segment on the show on Fridays called You Big Dummy. And I want to give this one, this week, to the Seattle Seahawks organization. You Big Dummy, as Fred Sanford would say. What's going on down there? What's in their drink? What they doing? They swinging wide down there in Seattle?
Man.
Guys are going out with PEDs and non-PEDs, drug abuse, you know, problems. What's going on in Seattle? They can make the 10-1, have a big game on Monday night against the Saints at home. And now this, it's going to be very tough for them to come out of this. But, hey, you know, Russell Wilson, you got the Beast back there, you know, Mr. Marshawn Lynch. So, who knows? Percy Harvin is back. But that's a big blow. What's going on, bro? What's your big dummy of the week, man?
My big dummy of the week, what happened last night? Mike Tomlin. Man, they should have counted that touchdown from a man, Jacoby Jones, on the kickoff. He was going to run it back. Mike Tomlin talking about he didn't see it and he want to, you know, he take full responsibility for what happened. Yeah, it should have been 7 points. You see, your team should have been way down for what you did. You almost cost your team the victory even though y'all lost still. But you cannot be standing on the field when a guy's running. You got the white sideline, man. To have all that space to talk trash and look at the big jumper. The TV's bigger than the stadium. You can see what's going on. You better get off the sideline, man. What the hell is going on? That should have been 7 points, L Boogie. But, you know, he was smart. You know what I'm saying? And I know we both going to come to the conclusion on you, big dummy. At least this big dummy got caught, and he was fine. Keep the kid. You're not just an alcoholic behind the wheel, but you're an alcoholic on the sideline. What the hell was you thinking, you big dummy? What'd he say, L Boogie? Hit me. L Boogie, everybody saw it on the tape, man. Hit me. He ain't gonna spill the drink. We know you ain't had no timeout.
We know you don't have a timeout. You big dummy. And he couldn't fake it that good, though, T-Ro. You saw it.
Yeah, man, that's why he coaches, man. He can't go to L.A. and become an actor, man. His skills weak in that department, man. That was so scripted. You know, I wonder how long it took him to think of that, too. You know what I'm saying? I wonder if he was even thinking about that as a player, because he only been a coach for 3 months.
So from the latter two games, you know, Dallas prevailing 31-24 over, you know, the Raiders. And then you had Green Bay, my guys, getting throttled. Took us to the woodshed, tied us up. Had to come into their home and put that look at their faces on them. Oh, yeah. Man.
You started off right. You just ended up wrong.
What they say in the streets, the Pippen would say, man, you're on the right path, you're just on the wrong train.
Exactly. Wrong direction, homie. But you get your boy AR-12 next week. He said it. He was upset, boy. He said he going to be back for Atlanta. We'll see what happens. Good thing he's playing in Atlanta. He's playing the Dome. It won't be cold.
He might have a chance because Atlanta defense is, you know, can't stop a nosebleed either. So
yeah,
that would be a great game to come back and get back on the winning track. We haven't won a game without A-Rod. I guess he's worth that money, man. He's one of the elite quarterbacks in the game, bro. So,
with that thick-ass mustache.
Right? You see him on the Wow. He looks 40 years old.
Wow, Bill Irwin looking at him with thick-ass mustache. What the hell you doing with that mustache anyway? This ain't the Boston Red Sox. You got they grow beards, not mustaches.
Dude, speaking of the sticking in the NFL, a couple things. In Washington, D.C., Robert Griffin III has told the media, you know, you can attack me, but why are you attacking my father? You know, do you think Robert Griffin III is out of line by, you know, coming back with that rebuttal? Or, you know, do you think his father's out of line by being in the locker room like that? What do you think?
L Boogie, you know what it is. This is strength, daddy. Yeah, hey, man. Hey, man. If the daddy want to be in the locker room and want to talk trash, man, we live in the wrong society for that to happen nowadays, man. The media too big. It's just not that, you know, the coaches are going to have an issue with it, but the media is going to have a field day with it. This is what they live on, is creating madness between somebody or an organization and a family. And, you know, it has nothing to do with RG3. It has nothing to do with Mike Shanahan. It's going to eventually turn into a circus madness between RG2 and whoever else steps up that puts the mic in his mouth. Because he going to tell and say whatever the hell he want to say that's on his mind, just like Derrick Rose's brother. We done came to know these two men very, very well. Because they're going to say what's on their mind, and they don't care who's listening. So nowadays, it's not good. There's too many people with, you know, cell phones and microphones and tape recorders. Because once you say it, you can't take it back. And people going to run with it, talking about the media. You know what I'm saying? That's what's happening right now, El Boogie. The media taking control, man. This is a bad society, man, for you to be trying to be big, bad, and bold. Protect your son because you don't like what's being said in the locker room. Boy, I tell you.
You know, he might make my, you know what I mean, my other squad. You know, I got a, you know, CBG squad too. And we always, you know, that you know what CBG stands for, Crybaby Gang. So he might make that team also. You know what I mean? But one thing that I'm not liking, this is not Pop Warner. He's in his profession now. That's just like one of our parents coming up to our job and moderating to see how the people treat us. Miles, what are you doing? Pops, what you doing? You got to get out of here. And see, you know, we playing a gladiator sport in football. So when they see that, that's kind of a sign of weakness. Wait till I get in the parking lot. Wait till I get home. So, but you know what cures all? Winning. Winning cures all. And I say it from day one, Ro, I don't think that he was ready. I think that he had a better chance with Kirk Cousins starting off, but Robert Griffin III was so animated about coming back and being ready. This is the NFL, son. And as you see, it stands for not for long. So when you're hurt, you better get back 100% before you step back on the field, especially the way that you play. So, but I can't knock it because that's a father. And, you know, us being fathers, we're going to be there for our kid, but it's the street. So you take on two different realms as far as being an athlete and, you know, as far as being a pop. So, man, that's crazy.
Crazy. Yeah, man.
What about your boy? What about the news about your boy Richard Incognito? He getting his dough. I know you smell the money.
Yeah, man, they owe Richie. You know what I'm saying? They tried to suspend Richie on some suspicious stuff, but, you know, with the tight lawyers that's on his side, man, he finally was able to get some dough coming in because, you know, it ain't right to take a man's livelihood. You know, nigga got to eat. You know what I'm saying? Oh, excuse me, I didn't mean to say that, but you know how I go. Yeah, got to eat, man. And he's an offensive lineman. You know what I mean? And so, you know, Richie Incognito, big ups to you, baby. Ted, Tom Wells, big up to you, baby. You know, that's Richie Incognito lawyer. They're giving him a couple of months or probably another month to get his situation straight to figure out what's going on and get this investigation done. So, you know, Richie Incognito, yeah, you deserve your money, man. Suspend it. Yeah, you probably deserve that too. But you don't deserve to not go without getting paid. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we still waiting for the clouds to clear up situation, but as long as we keep getting the little tidbits of information that we've been getting, you know, it looks like Richie Incognito is getting more, the situation is turning more into a positive light on his side, you know, rather than what we've been hearing from the beginning. So big ups to you, Richie Incognito.
And you know what Incognito stands for, don't you? In the streets, it stands for staying out the way. So, you know, he's staying out the way. And like in the streets, there's always three sides to the story. It's his side, Mr. Martin's side, and it's the real side. The streets is talking. But, Ro, before we go get to the commercial, you know what I mean, and then talk about the NCAA, you got week 13. And you know on Fridays we got our three pick'em games. So I'm going to run it down the line for the world if you don't know who's playing this week. You got Jacksonville at Cleveland, Tennessee at Indianapolis, Chicago in Minnesota, Miami at the Jets, Arizona in Philly, Tampa Bay, Carolina, New England in Houston, Atlanta going into Buffalo, the Rams going into San Francisco, Denver at Kansas City, Ro, and you know the big game of the night. I mean, you know, Monday night, New Orleans, Seattle. Sunday night, the Giants in Washington. And on Sunday evening, you got Cincinnati and San Diego. It's frenzy. No more bye weeks. You got to play now.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? My pick three real quick before we go to a commercial, man. Some people might look at this game as a blowout, but I'm telling you, man, it looked like the St. Louis Rams are trying to – that defense has really been doing some things, man. And I believe that if San Fran, you know, because of, you know, them playing on Monday night last week, somewhat of a short week, I hope they don't take St. Louis too light. St. Louis has been doing some good things the last couple of weeks. So I hope San Fran can keep their heads on right. But look out. St. Louis looks like they're trying to warm up and play spoiler like the Cardinals somewhat. My second game, I'm going to say New Orleans and Seattle. You know, even though Seattle and them boys are bumping their heads and, you know, I don't know, man, they just got an issue with the drug problem. Now, I know what the green and the cabbage look like down there in Washington. You know what I mean? So, you know, I know it's plenty of that down there, but that other stuff on the PCs, the ACH, you know, you got caught slipping once, and now you got caught slipping twice. Yeah, shame on you, brother. So, you know, but I still want to see that particular game. I want to see how Drew Brees and Sean Payton are going to react to that 12th man down there in Seattle. My third game. Of course, everybody wants to see Kansas City and Denver go at it again, but I really want to see the Cincinnati and San Diego game because, you know, Phillip Rivers, I'm still trying to figure out where he's trying to go. You know what I'm saying? And what he pulled off last week against Kansas City, you know, I want to see what he does this week against Cincinnati. If San Diego somehow beats Cincinnati, that keeps that AFC North division pretty tight, and because a lot of teams over there really need it, you know what I mean, and then that'll bring Baltimore back to life. So, man, you thought the NFC East conference was a little bit crazy. Check out the AFC North. So those are my three pick'em games for the weekend. How about you, man? What's your pick'em three before we go to commercial?
Man, my three pick'em games is, first, Tampa Bay, a three-game winning streak. They just went on the road in Detroit, going into Charlotte, going to see Mr. Cam Superman Newton. I want to see if they can keep the ball rolling and win the game they're supposed to win. They're supposed to beat Tampa Bay, but Tampa Bay, as we know, has lost a lot of close games this year. So that's my first game that I'm very intrigued upon. The second game, Arizona getting on the flight, going to the East Coast, playing against a hot team in the Philadelphia Eagles. Both teams need this game to stay in the playoff race. So both quarterbacks is key, you know what I mean? So I'm going with Carolina with this game. I'm going to go with the home team where I'm residing at. Even though I'm not from here, I'm going to go with the Cardinals. Their defense is at an all-time high, and I think they can win that game. My third game, very intriguing, and you're going to really understand when I say this, it's going to be Miami and the Jets. Both teams are 5-6, struggling. I'm talking about struggling. And you know my famous thing is, when you got two bad teams, you get a great game. So you got the, you know, Miami Dolphins going into, you know, into New York, and I'm going to go with the visiting team because right now Geno is spiraling down. He's hit the rookie wall. It's not looking well over there. He has lack of confidence. So it's a media frenzy. So I'm going to go with the Dolphins. So those are my three, you know what I mean, to recap the NFL. So when we come back from commercial, we're going to talk about rivalry week in the NCAA football. The Iron Bowl, the biggest one of them all, one going into four. Street question of the night. What do you think is the best college football rivalry? Talk to me. T-Roll, the producer, by the way. Let's go to commercial. And don't forget, later on, we got Freestyle Friday. Let's go.
Bad looking like a bag of honey. I blow it fast, so you know I got a stuntin'. I blow it fast, so you know I got a stuntin'. She got me caught up in the moment. She got me caught up in the moment. I only kiss her when she on it.
Remix.
White Ferrari and she got me doing donuts.
Be that wild. My stroke game be on point, yeah. Started losing her mind. Her composure, most of her voice. And she say she hate the word moist, but she can't escape from that vibe. You can play fight with that cat. Me a killer pussy 9 times. I slow it down, let me slow it down. Ever since I hit that, look at that shit. I got you poking now. Numbers we ain't throwing now. Not me, no way, no how. Cause you know them screenshot bros always gonna run they mouth. Okay, I'm parking drunk, I'm not driving. You know old bars on fire. Little green and white in my pocket. So the song is now back, I'm Myra. Caught up in the wrong timing. Yeah, Jacob made my medallion. Just post up, but don't coach much. But a lot of stadium talent.
In the picture, all the right colors. I let you count my money. Don't think that you own me. Keep my bag of money. You're my bag of honey. I be in your trap. Why you yelling, fuck me? I be on some other shit. Maybach go up in his bed.
Tell you about the mother niggas. They be lying about they figures. I'm about it, I pull the trigger.
Y'all be so lame. We killing the game. I dance in the bank. We so mafioso. You ain't never know though. Never gon' know so. No, never, no.
My chick bad, looking like a bag of honey. My chick bad, looking like a bag of honey. I blow it fast, so you know I got a stunt. I blow it fast, so you know I got a stunt.
My bitch amazed. Showstopper, work at the titty club. go pussy pop. Top drop, white on white, see 45. I burned up from 5 o'clock until 6:45. Mr. 60 Minutes, Mr. Chanel and Fendi. I hit her in the Porsche and burnt her up that new Infinity. Presidential Rollie, JFK, she Mrs. Kennedy. Rose gold, hills of hers, diamonds and furs. Woman, none swag. One-on-one bag, look like a duffel bag of money. She be young bag, and I'm be young swag. Young thug nigga, drug dealer, MMG affiliated plug nigga. That 50K on that vacay, 20 bands on that Birkin bag, 1200 on that dinner day. We eat off the floor, friends for flout. Put you on that next level shit. World is loud.
Got my top cap, top back. Shorty, you can come outside. We can ride, driving 88. You know how we drive. You just want somebody that's consistent and that will provide. I'm just trying to live in your division when your legs divide. Take you high. You say your man don't appreciate you. He should learn to be more grateful for somebody that's been faithful. Instead, he try and play you. You know, try and Stevie J you. I just want to make you rain like we in the month of April. And we hella young. Have some fun and never be on dummy. Got a good sense of humor, but you can't be acting funny. And you will get A for dinner, but I'm hungry for some money. Every time I go and get it, then I let you count it for me. Yeah.
My chick's bad, looking like a bag of honey. My chick's bad, looking like a bag of honey. I blow it fast, so you know I got a son. I blow it fast, so you know I got a son. Hold up.
I'm looking like a money, money, money bag. That's why these niggas want me bad. Cause I'm so fucking special. Diamonds and precious metals. Giuseppe Stilettos. I'm the queen of the ghetto. Trina, I stay winning. I keep these niggas spinning. I'm looking for a boss. Let me be your lieutenant. Let me be your masseuse. Fire head in the coupe. Menage in the suite. Well, you know I'm the treat. Looking like a bag of honey. You know your mama run it. I keep that money coming. He bring that money home. He let me count it for him. Now I'm married to the mob and I'm riding for him.
My bitch mad cause I'd rather get that money. I give her this dick, she say that dick better than money. I say can I get some head, she say let me get my scrunchie. Serve her like a country, got that dope dick, she a junkie. She say don't you this your pussy. I say tell me anything, then I suck her nipple ring. Eat that pussy, Listerine. She coming, I make sure my bitch bad, she'll take yours. And she do tricks on that dick like a skateboard.
Maybach riders, gold chain buyers, gold wing Celine's. Your bitch say I'm the flyer, send me 5,000. Go y'all, spent that in about an hour. And my bitch like Balmain, ball hard till I get the callus. Shout out, I ain't got no stylist. Shout out to you niggas, keep trying. Bag of money, I eat the money like I eat the pussy. King gold chains, they follow me. Presidential car, presidential suite. She bad and all, model type, but I like me a big booty. One time for them 9 to 5s, one time for them stripper dimes, one time for them college girls, one time for those can't decide. I love them all, I take them all. She doing bad, I break her off. I'm T-Broad, don't need y'all. Everything I do, so well done.
My chick's bad, looking like a bag of honey. My chick's bad, looking like a bag of honey. I blow it fast, so you know I got a stunt.
The streets is talking sports, talk shit, food and sister hip hop. You in there? With my co-host, you out the D&T, bro. I'm your hotel bookie. Just recapping, you know, week 13, we talked about the games yesterday. The three games. RG3. His pops coming in to the locker room to, you know, take up for his baby boy. You think that was efficient? Richard Incognito. He got recouped some dough. Is it fair? Should he be playing? Some say yes, some say no. What do you think? Call the Asylum, 347-855-8896. Or just listen to us, blogtalkradio.com/thestreetsistalk. It's rivalry week in NCAA football.
Woo!
Bowl game implications. We got bowl game implications. And we had some games yesterday and today. You know,
Texas Tech getting their head cracked by Texas. Hey, hey, all you got to do is fire up old Mackey boy, huh? He's coming through. They won 41-16.
That's what they had to do.
That's what they had to do. Hopefully it keeps his championship hopes alive, even though they don't have a Big 12 championship this year with teams defecting and moving around in different conferences and coming over. And then you had Mississippi State. Woo! In overtime, they forced a fumble at the goal line. Your boy Bo Wallace got his head cracked, literally. And, you know, they lost in overtime 17-10. You know what I mean? And then you had Arkansas, you know, losing a close one at LSU. Fresno State. Kiss your BCS hopes goodbye. You got knocked. You still got Oregon State and Oregon playing, but you see how that's going right now. And you got U.S., you know, you got South Florida against Central Florida. You know what I mean? But let's talk about the big games tomorrow. Now, you tell me, bro, and the street question of the night, which rivalry game is the most hyped, do you think, across the country? And let's just name a few. Like tomorrow, you got Florida State of Florida. You got Ohio State, Michigan. You got Clemson, South Carolina. You got UCLA, USC. You got Baylor, TCU. And you got the one that everybody's talking about, the Iron Bowl. Alabama going to Auburn. So, Ro, let me ask you this. Let's just talk about who's going to win this game that you think in this Iron Bowl. Alabama playing against Auburn. Who do you got and why?
I am boogie. Now you want to ask me this question. You know it's a tough one, man. But I'm going to roll tie. I know. Auburn has a great team, and I know that the way they've been playing this year, they didn't put a lot on the line to make it this far. They got lucky last week to make it to this game, to make it what it is. Number one against number four, woo, in Auburn. And, you know, I think Alabama has proven over, you know, the last 2 years who the better team is, and I don't see them failing at this point because this is really – you know, a semi-championship game before they go to the big national championship game because they already look at the SEC championship as the, you know, the pre-championship game. You know what I'm saying? So this right here, I believe Alabama is going to hold steady to be able to run the ball, but, you know, it's going to be closer than a lot of people think. Alabama's going to have to pull one out the hot, and A.J. McCarron's going to, you know, have to have that Heisman Trophy game in order to, you know, impress the voters to, you know, get over the hump and win that thing. You know what I'm saying? Because it don't look like they're going to give it to my man Johnny Money. So, A.J. McCarron, get your wheels right. Get your mind right. I know you got that beautiful girlfriend. So, you know, like Coach Mack used to tell us, El Boo Boo, you got to keep your thang-a-lang in your pants for a couple of days, man. You got to keep your mind right.
Straight.
You know what I'm saying?
From a straight perspective.
We need this game. I don't care about any other game, but this one in the national championship. You know, it's the rival game, Iron Bowl. You know what I'm saying? So it's going down. You know what I mean? That's just what it is, man. So I got Alabama in a close one. If I say, you know, if I had to pick a score, something like 24-21, 27-24, something like that, real close game, real entertaining, but I don't see a blowout. Who you got in this big rival game tomorrow?
I have Alabama, but I think Auburn is MBG, nothing but garbage. I think that they're hyped, and I think they're going to lose 27-10. That's how I feel about Auburn.
They ain't going to put up any points.
27-10, Alabama. And you see, I got quiet because who is Auburn? Auburn is nobody. They've been winning these games, squeaking, and been playing some irrelevant teams in the lower part,
crumb snatchers of the conference. Now it's time to play. I don't think that they could do it. They should have lost last week to a team that really doesn't have a good defense, and you see why. But all they do really is run the ball. The quarterback is going to have to make plays. He's a converted defensive back. Are you kidding me? If they let a convert, we're talking about Nick Saban playing against a converted defensive back at quarterback. He's going to have to make some plays with his arm. So I don't think it's going to happen. I think it's a blowout, 27-10. Florida, let's go to the next one. Florida State going to the swamp to play against Florida.
And you want to talk about blowouts? Why are we even talking about this game? We know where Florida's going. Must help. Please, don't lose by 70 if you can.
Let's go to the next game. Ohio State, Michigan. Ohio State going to the big house. They're going up north to play against Michigan.
I don't even know why we talking about this one either, because we know what Urban Meyer and already instilled in his boys, and Michigan have been playing like the team that deserve to be playing in the big house. So I got Braxton Miller running for about 200 yards, him and old Hyde. You know, they're going to show out against Michigan. Michigan ain't got nothing to stop Ohio State and Urban Meyer, especially if it's got anything to do with snow on the field. So if that's the case, then Michigan really in trouble. I don't see Michigan even scoring, 10 points. I was going to say they were going to lose like 27-9 or 35-9. They going to kick a lot of field goals.
One of the big games besides the Alabama-Auburn game, another top 10 game, Clemson going down to South Carolina, 6-10. This has a big, bowl game implication, BCS, and just the, recruiting for the state of South Carolina. Who do you have for that game?
Yeah, man, I'm going to go with South Carolina, man, because it looks like South Carolina and the quarterback, have this thing going on right now. I don't think that Clemson plays good in these type of big games. They've been lucky and fortunate to win one so far this season, but we've seen what happened at the beginning of the year and then middle of part of the year to where they didn't look so good. And so what I'm going to say is this, is that South Carolina's going to show Clemson's weaknesses, and we're really going to get a chance to see Jadeveon Clowney, because right now he knows what's left. It's not too many games left, so he can lay it all out on the line and get busy and make some tackles and do what he normally does and rise his, even though he might be still number one at the list. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to tell you this. Don't be surprised if Clemson jumps out early and South Carolina finds a way to come back. Steve Spurrier got those boys down there in South Carolina looking good, and I just think this is another game that Clemson's going to fall off. So we'll see what happens, but I got South Kakalaka in that one. Who you got?
Woo! Tough game right here. I'm going to go with Clemson. Reason why I'm going to go with Clemson, because I think that they've gotten over the hump. I think they've matured, and I think they have a little bit more ammo than South Carolina does. The key is that South Carolina, Baby and Clowney, has enough juice to get to Taj Boyd. That's going to be key. Can he make him uncomfortable back there to give South Carolina a chance to win? I'm going with Clemson on this game. I think that they've learned. I think that Boyd and, the boy Sam I am, why? Because I think they want to, go out with a bang. So they last game. So I think they're going to prevail in that one. And last but not least, let's talk about this game on the West Coast. UCLA going down the street and around the corner to play USC. Both teams are on the rise. This is for recruiting, bragging rights. 22 UCLA playing against 23 USC. in the Coliseum, last game of the season. Who do you got in this one, bro?
Yeah, this one was a tough one. I saw it on the list. So, you know, this is a deep rival game. But I'm going to roll, as much as I like Hudley, you know, I'm going to roll with USC. USC has found a way to make it happen. You know what I mean? Since they got rid of Kiffin. And the coach, the interim coaches, really got those guys gelling together. And I believe that they'll find a way to beat UCLA. I think it's going to be another close game. This one might even go into overtime, Mel Boogie, because UCLA and USC match up well. And like you say, it's for bragging rights on the West Coast. You know what I mean? And it's a big one. If UCLA wouldn't have lost to Arizona State, I don't think it would have been so much on it. But because, you know, they lost last week and they want to get back, they want to get that bitter taste out their mouth, I think they're going to come out and really fight real hard. But I think USC is going to come out at the end. I got this game like 34-33 USC.
Ew. I'm going with the Arizona boy, the Chandler boy, Brent Hudley. I'm going with the Bruins, going down the street and putting a pin and deflating the balloon. They're riding on all-time high. They're kicking it. You know, ooh, we looking good. They've won, you know, some big games. But it's going to end tomorrow. I got UCLA. And you know, we cannot end college football, go to the commercial, without talking Johnny Football. They go down to Missouri. They're ranked 21. And they're going to go down to Missouri and play number, and they're number five. Can Johnny Money Manziel pop Missouri?
This is his Heisman Trophy game right here. He didn't get to do it against LSU. You know, the Mad Hatter really has his number, did it to him last year. But you can best believe that boy they call Johnny Money is going to get your money's worth on tomorrow. Missouri, I hope you ready, baby. Yeah, you ranked number five, but we know how that is. Won't be necessary on tomorrow. You can throw the records out the window and watch Johnny Money go for about 520 total yards. This is his Heisman Trophy. Give me number two party. You know what I'm saying? He about to show you why he is deserving of the Heisman Trophy again. Like he ain't already deserving of. You ain't want to put it. Man, wash your mouth out with soap. Talking about the running back from Boston College. I still don't know who he is. So what, he got a
Mr. Williams.
Yards? Right, I don't care who he is. I don't want to know his name. He shouldn't even be deserving. Johnny Money. Watch what Johnny Money do tomorrow to Missouri. Whoa! Watch them Aggies, baby.
You got Johnny Money taking a trip down to Missouri to show me shit to defeat number five, you know, Missouri, huh? To show me state. He going to have to show me. He's going to have to show me. Last week, he laid an egg. So this week, I don't care who it's against. You're Johnny Money. You projected to be picked in the NFL. You're projected number one. If possible, you're the number one quarterback. It doesn't matter who's it against.
You will see tomorrow. Johnny Money about to run these boy ragged.
We're going to see. Because let's not forget, Missouri is the number one team in the country with sacks. They lead the country in sacks. So we're going to see if Johnny Money can prevail. I have Missouri. Everybody's in, and they got their quarterback back. Missouri is looking real better than they did when he was out. They're even looking more impressive.
Whatever. Johnny Money about to show you why he about to get number two. In my Heisman, I wish we had Skype so people could see me doing my pose. Shout out to the studio guest, Rich C. Bluesy Doozy. You know what I'm saying? Posing on Missouri up in the studio.
What about Jameis Winston? This issue, and they want to come out with this, and, you know, the streets been talking, and, you know, half of the, you know, the ballots they've been issued out to the media, whatnot, 20% of the ballots doesn't even have Jameis Winston's name on it. The streets is talking. What do you feel about that, bro?
And he won't be on anybody's ballot because they ain't going to come out with a decision until after the Heisman voters have to put their vote in. And it's so sad for poor old Jameis. He was doing so good. And now they're going to strip him of it. But that's all right. It'll make him come back to school next year. That's what he needs to do anyway. His bad.
Yeah, that is, it's tough, and you know, it, right? Like I said, you know, we're from the streets, and but a couple things that I'm not in plea with, you know, it's all allegations. I hope that, you know, he didn't do it, and if he did, you know, shame on him. He shouldn't have did it, you know. But I'm just not understanding the timetable once again, and why these things have to wait so long. So, you know, it's tough. It's tough. And last but not least, you know, we can't go off the air without talking about U of A coming to Tempe playing against number 12 Arizona State. After popping Oregon, now they can have a chance to come down the street, come down I-10, as we call it, and pop ASU. Who you got, man?
Yeah, I'm going to be tipsy for this game because, you know, we got the tailgate party starting off at 10 o'clock. So if anybody come and meet me at the tailgate party, I'll be there until the game starts. I got ASU, man. ASU going to run up them numbers, even though I know that U of A got that running back. They'll be running for 200, 250 yards a game. But I think ASU going to have something to do with that and to hold them down, you know what I mean, and do what they need to do in order to get that victory tomorrow. So it's a big game tomorrow. Man, it's rival week, man. There's rivals everywhere, you know what I mean? So it's going down. We're going to see what happens tomorrow. And, you know, man, rival week, throw the records out the window. It really don't matter who we pick because, you know, something crazy just might happen. It's been happening all day today. San Jose State. Who the hell is San Jose State? Beat up on Fresno State. Lord have mercy.
That's my point. That's why I'm scared. We got to go to the swamp and play Florida after they just lost to Georgia Southern. And Mustaf Dive is on the line. I am terrified. And let's not forget, you know, you got Duke going into North Carolina. If they win, they play in the ACC championship against Florida State. So that's also a big game. But street question of the night, bro. What is the most toughest or the most excitingest rivalry in college football? Street question of the night. When we come back, we'll give you our answer, and then we'll take a caller. Oh, man, the asylum. I see it's rocking. Chef, we see you, baby. No doubt. Thanksgiving edition. And you know we got Freestyle Friday on the way. Producer T-Roll, my co-host as well. Give me some nice, man, some Thanksgiving music, baby.
I just got back from that West Coast. Brought back some of that best smoke. Roll up, let's smoke. We down south on that West Dope. Got an OZ of that OG. And ain't shit for sale. I'ma smoke it like I'm smoking. Ain't got shit to do, might as well. Hell, sail down sunset. I ain't have fun yet. If I can't find a dime, I might have to call a vet. Gotta keep a show pussy. It's better than no pussy. I think ahead, that's why I'm ahead of most of y'all slow rookies. Women, weed, and weather. Then it's back to that. My team gon' eat forever. Them hoes broke niggas so clever. Trendsetter, stay fly. Every day I stay high. Bitches flagging down the marrow when they see me pass by. Burning rubber, at home known as a heavy clubber. Toby, I can cut her, but don't never ever love her. Bought this mother from the Kush smoke in my car. On papers and filters, I'm trying to put down them guards.
Killer Cali gon' get blown. A couple stacks might get thrown. Ride foreign, ride slab. That candy blue, that tan rag. It fall back, that trunk up. We come down, we
come up.
We bangin' screwin' that Swisher house. That Ryan C, that Michael White. Side hit Scott, kill the lot. They doin' shit that your nigga not. I ride blades in 84s. But catch me up in them super posts. Or maybe up in them 100 strokes. We move around in that super sport. Nigga, ain't no lie, we did it. Real life shit, this ain't no gimmick. Really get chips, really hit these licks, and I really came through and hit your bitch. My paint be candy, cup be white. Put that purple in that Sprite. Did that way before that hype. So we the ones you wanna be like. What a G like, see that be me. Still underground, ain't on TV, but I fuck them hoes that's on TV. And pass that bitch like CP3. Can't be weak, we them hoes. Hit the boss and the young outlaw. Flyest motherfucker that you ever had, sir. Style so rare, cause I'm that rock.
Sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. Man, we live. My co-host, G-Wells and G-T-Ro, and me, L Boogie. Friday. Oh, man, it's going down. Recap of the show. We talked about NFL. When you call in, give us your pick three. And if you want to talk about NCAA football rivalry week, and the street question of the night is, Which rivalry game is the biggest in college football? Is it Michigan-Ohio State, Alabama-Auburn, Clemson-South Carolina? Exclude the records. Florida-Florida State, Florida-Miami, Miami-Florida State, Miami-Florida. That whole Florida sector.
I'm going to tell you which one is the biggest. You keep missing it. Shame on you. It is the Big 12, Texas versus Oklahoma. If you've never been, you're missing out on the experience of a lifetime. I'm talking about 50-50. It ain't no one team has more fans than the other each year because the home team is the home team and the visiting team is the visiting team. No. You don't play at the University of Texas. You don't play at the University of Oklahoma. You play in Dallas. Neutral site. And I'm talking about split down the middle, 50-50. Burn orange, red and white. Hate each other. Nilly-nilly know what I'm talking about. Nilly-nilly if you out there, man, you better call in and support. Because I know nilly-nilly know about this firsthand. He went to OU. And so he had to take four trips to Dallas, if not more. So I know he spent bread. And then it's the opening of the State Fair of Texas. Come on, man. You can't get no bigger than that. Yeah, y'all see the 100,000 at the Ohio State and Michigan in the Horseshoe and in the big blue stadium. I get all that. But it ain't nothing like them horns and them Sooners going at it. You just go, you might have a fight at the state fair when this game go down. Normally you do. I know you're going to say something.
Listen to this. Oklahoma, Nebraska, I think was might a little bit tougher than that. I don't know. In that Big 12. But Ohio State and Michigan, you're talking about with with Rose Bowl implications on the line the last game of the season. See, your game is played a little early. That game is played at the end of the season. Records out there. You know how many times Michigan had a subpar record with Ohio State 11-0 or 10-1 going into that game and losing it? John Cooper got fired because he couldn't beat Michigan. And kids from Ohio was going to Michigan and beating Ohio State. That's why he got fired.
Boy, that's ugly.
I don't know, Ro. It's a lot. Remember when Terry Glenn and Woodson got into the fight? Oh, man. David, boy, it goes on and on. Bianca Pachuca. Man, you had guys who played in that Texas-Oklahoma game. Let's not get it twisted. But I don't know, in that bitter cold up north. And listen, people do not like people from Michigan. It's crazy. It's crazy. You say you like Michigan, it might get personal. You wearing blue and gold, it might get personal. That's like you being a Crip. And these are Bloods, man. So, man, I mean, only if it's, you know, the Auburn, Alabama, I think that's tough if they're ranked. I don't really think it's really a rivalry unless, you know, Auburn has been winning and they haven't really won it except with Cam Newton for the championship, that championship run. So I think Alabama has really dominated it. OSU has been dominating a little bit, but, you know, sometimes, like I said, at the end of the season, you play these games, like you said, records are out the window. So, but man, I know the cages is rattling, Ro. Who you got in the asylum, man? Who ready to come in, Ro?
Oh man, you know as it is, it's normal, man. We smell it up. We smell that good food coming in, man. But not only does he cook that good food, he always likes to stir up some controversy. And what better way to start the Fanatic Friday off with the rival weekend? But none other than starting with the chef. Chef, I know you're cooking up something good, man. Happy Thanksgiving to you, man. How was your turkey day, bro?
Oh, man, what's up, man? It's Robert Weeks.
Yeah, I noticed. I know you just did come out with the Ohio State marching band music.
Yeah. Y'all know what time it is. Listen, I'm not letting a Wolverine breathe tonight. It's not going to happen. I'm on one. Man, listen, the week started off fantastic. We done seen six dynamic, all type of controversial games. We see the Cowboys barely make it. Man, you know the streets talking. It's Thanksgiving. People ain't smoking cigarettes. They eating cold turkey. Oh, man.
That's right. You give my Cowboys some respect this week.
Man, I gave it to you off the rip. How was your holiday?
Man, I'm feeling full, man, still. You know what I'm saying? Like you say, smoking cigarettes and eating cold turkey, Pippin. It's just crazy. Man, what other way would I have it?
Oh, man. L Boogie.
Yeah, L Boogie, he on the other line right now. But you know how L Boogie do it, man. You know, he taking the Twitters and he doing the Skyping and everything else. You know what I'm saying? Let me ask you this, man. You know the NFL is hot this week. You have some games on Thursday that wasn't so good for L Boogie and his people. You know what I'm saying? Wasn't so good. You know what I'm saying? But the Cowboys deliver. But let me ask you this, because I'm like L Boogie. Let's work backwards. Let's start off with the late night game between Baltimore and Pittsburgh. What was your thoughts about that, and how does that affect the AFC North?
If Pittsburgh would have came back and popped Baltimore, I would have put my L Boogie voice on and said, look at their faces.
I'm back in the queue, baby.
Hey, listen, man. When they was up 19-7, I'm talking cash money. I'm acting ignorant, you know. I'm like, yeah. So only thing going in my mind is, listen, I swear to God, only thing going in my mind, I say, these Dallas Cowboys have slipped through. Baltimore got to pop them because I need something. I need some type of controversy to stir the world. But, you know, I got all type of, man, listen, man. All I know is this. If going deep is working for you guys, why would y'all sit up here and start taking short passes? Y'all started off the first quarter going deep on them. Continue exposing them.
Right. And you talking about Baltimore exposing the Steelers,
Baltimore
exactly?
Baltimore exposing Pittsburgh. If you're going deep on them, continue going deep on them.
Right. Because they went deep the first two plays of the game. Scored on the second.
Man, and you know they've been suspect back there.
Right.
You look old back there.
Oh, man. They looking real jittery.
I like that word, chillery.
Yeah,
that's got to be cold in a bit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's that down south. That's a little bit mixed with chitlins and jittery, you know, chittery.
that's streets is talking lingo. That's streets is talking vocabulary.
Man, you
know what
it,
I mean?
It's just a lot of turkeys on the marquee this week.
Give me your pick three while we talk about these turkeys who are hanging out on the line.
What you want, college or NFL?
Let's do NFL first.
Man, I got the most controversial ever. I got the St. Louis Rams popping them 49ers tomorrow, and it ain't going to be close.
Wow.
It
ain't going to be close?
Eight candlestick. Wow,
it's
I got to mark this down for Monday.
It's right. Not about to be close, man. I'm warning you. Listen, they've been fooling a lot of teams, man. They got a lot of trick plays. They got a lot of plays start from the line of scrimmage that's going to sit up here and challenge the 49ers handicap defense. They haven't showed me nothing all year, and I'm not a Kaepernick fan. You know, I'm just saying, the streets is talking, and I got St. Louis doing the dirty tomorrow. Get my eagle on with Eddie and them. Over the 49ers.
Wow.
I ain't bashing nobody. I'm just letting them know that's what I got. My second game is I got Geno Smith coming back off of two pathetic weeks that we have seen, coming back and redeeming himself in a divisional game against the Miami Dolphins. Sexy Messi, I see you, baby.
What's in your cup? I need to know what's in your cup. Because I need to be sipping on some of that. Give me game number three.
What, on my last one, I'm going back to 2 weeks ago. I got them Kansas City Chiefs over them Peyton guys. If they lose back-to-back weeks, listen, what I'm thinking about, if they lose in back-to-back weeks, oh, my God, it's going to start all type of controversy.
It is.
It's
going to
start
back-to-back.
All type of controversy, man. The streets talking. Peyton Manning, yeah, it's going, man. We see what's going on from yesterday. Anything can happen this week.
Right. Anything. It's rival week. Throw the records out the window.
No,
yeah.
It ain't no anything. Because I guarantee, listen, if y'all put five homosexuals in the shower and told them to catch me in no way, Michigan going to be Ohio State. I don't care. I'm sending shots to whoever. And whoever, and listen, whoever on asylum and y'all going for Michigan, it ain't no way. Put your condoms on, baby. It ain't no way. 99.999999. It's absolutely no.
Yeah, but, you know, you never know, man. Michigan has done this before. This ain't no foreign territory for Michigan.
Y'all
they done it to y'all before this day. You didn't have the sniper come out.
That's
and, you
cool.
know,
you
got have a guy. Hey, El Boogie tell me all the time, man, that when the big games come, man, y'all good for getting them suck hard and dry.
Oh, well, hey, listen, I don't know. Hey, listen, the streets must be talking real similar because me and El Boogie got some of the same picks. I don't know what's going on. This 2 weeks in a row. You know, we never agree on anything. It's back-to-back weeks. I got Missouri over Johnny Money. And I got Clemson over South Carolina. Now what? You know what I'm saying? But it grew for us. I don't care about it, bro. We know how they sit back and choke. We know what's going on. We know how college boys and boys choke. We know they ain't got no defense. But you know, I ain't no South Carolina fan. And I'm saying this, Clemson is due for a big win.
This is the time they're going to get the big win?
Man, yes, I believe so.
Oh, man. All right, now let me ask you this, man. Question of the night, man.
Hold
on. Besides your Ohio State-Michigan rivalry, which would be your number two all-time rival?
Man, you know what? I thought about that long and hard, man. And to be honest, I really don't, because that's a good pick. Listen, both of y'all said two good, Texas versus Oklahoma is a big game. That's a real big game. A real, real, real big game. And Oklahoma and Nebraska, that's a big game. That's a real big game, too. But
right.
There's not, man, the biggest game, to be honest, not as being an Ohio State fan, but that's the biggest game that ever existed because it's always the last game. It's always the last game. And then, listen, not only that, it has potential of being a doubleheader. They can play them guys
right.
The last game and come in for the Big Ten Championship and play them again.
Right.
We didn't witness that in 2006. We didn't witness this. So it ain't a rivalry bigger than no. When you got a mediocre Michigan team and you got a mediocre, we never mediocre. You know, we always exceptional gentlemen. You know, Ohio State always come in. It be propaganda. Man, for real, it's propaganda because, listen. If you in Ohio or you in Michigan, somebody is due to get their head bust open tomorrow.
Yeah.
Exactly. To the white meat.
Man, and listen, and I'm going to tell you this. It's only 2% African Americans. Do you hear me, man? I said, you hear me? Huh?
Man,
somebody
the streets
is
talking.
Head busted open. Somebody with their head busted open. White women going to be slapping whoever. Yeah, man, serious. it's being apple pie tomorrow. Man, listen, it's going down. Look, listen, man, I know y'all been watching the news. Come on, you know what's going on.
So let me ask you this, Chef. We didn't ask you the big one. Alabama going to Auburn. Who you got in that game?
Controversy. I got Auburn going in, popping Alabama, 35-34, flat out. Who looking for me? Streets.
Oh, my goodness. How can you be so disrespectful?
Man, it's all up. Listen, man, this is not the year of the bookies. Do you hear me? man, it's about the money. Man, you see what we've been seeing.
I know you smell the money.
Hey, one more time, L Boogie. One more time.
I know you smell the money.
And we just seen San Jose State. They've been 0-13, 0-12, 1-12. They've been past MBG. And you know the garbage trucks that come through, and you know the juice that come out. That's what they is. They the juice that smell up your whole house in front of it. That you make it cozy. Make it cozy. Summertime. Come on, man. Man, anything will happen, and I got Auburn. Because, listen, let's be honest, man. The Auburn team we see is a way better team than Cam Newton. We know Cam Newton was exceptional. Well, like, they're not going to take anything from him. But that team, like, I know, okay, but you don't jump on me. But I'm saying, though, look at them. They playing with chemistry. They hungry, and they're here to shock the world. And if they pop Alabama tomorrow, it's not about Ohio State. If they pop Alabama tomorrow, it's going to stir up a whole lot of controversy. I'm all about controversy. The streets is talking. And I'm saying this. Alabama go down tomorrow, 35-34, Auburn.
Straight. He ended it like that on us. Just like that, as my man T-Nick would say. Just like that.
And for all y'all future callers that call behind me, and all y'all about to be sneak this in this Michigan, I'm leaving y'all with this. I see y'all Monday.
Yes, father.
Streets!
Boy, I'll tell you, that boy's so damn disrespectful, it's a fucking shame. I bet he got one of those tubas in his house, too. He walking around with tubas. He ready. I bet, hey, I know that's a tailgating party to be at, boy, I tell you.
Oh, man, you see, boy, I tell you, it'd be a little chilly, and we still barbecue, no matter if it's snow on the ground, man. Got to barbecue early because the game is at high noon. So,
right.
You know, and everybody's up at 6, and they're scrawling and gray on, man. It's an unbelievable thing. And if people like, if you go down the street and you see people with Michigan.
Oh, man, I bet you it's so hype down there. I know it'd be cold. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
I know
crazy,
it'd be cold.
So.
Y'all still be barbecuing. You got to get up early, Elbow.
Oh, man, you got to get up early. And the streets, and you know, the streets is talking. It's like when Michael Jordan used to play with the Bulls when he played. It's like a ghost town. Everybody's in somebody's house watching Ohio State, Michigan. 12-3, the streets are a ghost town. You know how it is when Oklahoma and Texas play in Dallas. The streets is ghost town. There's somebody at somebody's house watching that game. So
you know it. Man,
who
hey.
We got, Ro? We got anybody else coming in?
Yeah, you know we do, man. You know I had to go way to the back of the damn asylum to find this dude. I've been wondering where my cat been at, man. But, you know, we found it. I had to get that bright, that halogen light, you know what I'm saying, to find my dude in the back, you know what I'm saying? And he coming through on the line with his man out of the asylum through the dark, making his way up. Yo, big brother. Yo, big brother D-Max. What's up with a pimp? Oh, hold on, L Boogie. We gonna get him on. Hold on, man. We have, you know, technical difficulties on this Thanksgiving evening. You know, the day of Black Friday. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, L Boogie. You know what it is, pimping. We just might have to go to a commercial real quick and come back to it, you know what I mean? So here's what we're going to do. We're going to go to a commercial real quick. When we come back, we're going to talk some more sports and get back to the asylum, man. You know what I mean? And we'll
no
be right
doubt.
Back.
Let's go.
Hell, Boogie, let me ask you this. Speaking about those rivals before we go to a commercial. Yo, one of the other rivals, what about that Florida and Tennessee when they go to Jacksonville, Florida? What you think about that rival?
Oh, yeah, and the Tennessee, Georgia, the cocktail park.
Oh, that one, that's the one I'm talking about, that one right there where they go to Jacksonville, Florida.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's
yeah,
a big rivalry game. You guys, what about Notre Dame, USC? Remember that rivalry game?
Yeah, that used to be big back in the day, you know what I mean? It wasn't nothing like those games back in the day.
So, yeah, man, let's get it in. We hot. Do you think by any chance that the teams that are favored will lose? What do you think, Ro? You think any of these, you think Florida State is going to lose to Florida or Michigan is going to lose, going to beat, knock off Ohio State?
You know, it's possible, man. Like we both know, man, these rival games, anything goes, and all the records are thrown out the window, and anything can happen. You know what I'm saying? And this is the weekend for it to happen. You know what I mean? We saw Fresno State get knocked off today by San Jose State. Like we said earlier, who is San Jose State? And for those guys to get knocked off I really don't know how that happened, but it happened. And this with this BCS, it's just amazing how, you know, when these teams, it works out. It plays itself out, El Boogie. And every year it comes down to these last weeks and these conference championship games, and it just happens when you don't want it to happen, but it does happen. So I hope for the teams that are favored in these games, I hope that they don't look at those teams across the way as, you know, are we favored and, you know, Lee Corso picked us and all of this. Man, that don't mean nothing, man. You got to play the game. And in order to win these games, you got to go full-blown. You know what I'm saying? And if you can manage to do that and get away, then you'll be all right, a.k.a. Alabama. I know Nick Saban has been preaching all week. It's you know, we take one game at a time, but I know they saw what happened last week, so they got to be ready. Anything can happen, El Boogie. Can happen. And I don't need it to happen this week, because we don't want to be talking on Monday about the new BCS standards and who's number one and who didn't get the right numbers and what the hell is we. Hey, we all in the boat of waiting for the actual playoff, and it just can't get here fast enough, El Boogie. And please, God, I'm praying, don't let it be a shakeup this week. It's going to be ugly. It's going to be major. But I'm like, oop on that one. I need some controversy in this here college game, because that's what it's all about. That's what you get for creating the BCS standard. You should have just left it as the voters and the eyeball test, because that's what we good at. We can tell which team we want to see in the national championship game to play, you know, whoever is number one or whoever we think deserves to be in the championship game. That's why these guys are folding. It's too much pressure, El Boogie. Like you always told me, pressure, bus pie. If booty hole gets tight, El Boogie.
Oh, yeah. And on that note, we're going to go to a commercial. And at the commercial, man, we're going to get one of our special callers in, man. We had to put it together. But, yeah, it's going down. We still got Freestyle Friday. Get at us, 347-855-8896. Press the 1 if you want to fly us the kite. Juelz the G, T-Row, I'm your host, El Boogie. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Let's go.
I'm the hip-hop plus the soul shocker. Now with indeed, yes, the microphone doctor. One wrecks, the other destroys. And if you think you're ready to mess, kill the noise. We don't play when it's time to slay. I get a cut from my homie, yo, they're not late. Back and Mac and all the rhymes I pack. And wait for a sucker to jump and then attack.
Well, I'm known to be the master in the MC field. No respect in 87, 88, you kneel. Stop producing, get loose when it's time to perform. Whack a sucker like mop and blow.
That's where it's born.
Back the second time, put on a different assignment to do a sucker new jack. Who needs a rap in alignment? Cause I'm the cream of the crop when it's time to do a show. Girlies on my jock for my dope intro. As I glance at the double, K microphone. Wrecker. Turn on my callers, say a mic checker to the ladies and all party goers. Some call me P, another slow flower. Brothers on my jock for the way I hold a piece of steel. So what you saying?
The box and seats and jumping out shoes and socks. I'm not playing. Understand what I'm saying? Catch a sucker in my way and I'm swaying. Taking no shorts, showing vital signs. You can tell by my lines that I'm getting mines in 99. Because I'm fine as wine. Sit back and recline, watch the sunshine. Take a stroll, listen to rock and roll. Catch a flick at the movies, dance a bowl. Cause I choose to refuse this black. When I'm back, I take a chance, Jack. So I must attack with knick-knack, patty-whack. So I won't lack on my style of death. And then deadly as crack. While I'm playing
flame is explained, the sucker is lame. I battle the trenches where the funk be playing, cause with a partner like a double, don't come a dime a dozen. I can't the bloody latest, but you can call cousin, cause as we climb the charts, better known as statistics. Brothers on our jock while we kickin' ballistics. Dropping hits like I'm house and you got the chill and more. The proof is in the pudding, or just the billboard. People round town talking this and that, how we sound like the R, and our music is whack. Drop the album Strictly Business and you thought we were fold. 30 days later, the LP went gold, so what you saying? Now party people, it's time for the exquisite. No knock, knock, he's down from there. Oh, it is, it's the E-R-I-C-K. Yes, the boy you wonder, no foul, no boots, no boots, and no blunders. So hot that you can say I'm blazing. At least the verse says, yo, I am so amazing, and I've been waiting for a sucker to attack. Yo, means the E-double, me and PMD like the funky press cup. I fight fire with fire, that's why most retired. When we needed to pitch for him, you was high, you was mesmerized. For the style that we was bringing in the all-out battle, he comes out swinging, cause I'm just the type of brother that's out to get mines. And if the odds against me, I still drop lines to get mines on time. That's why I most resign, sit in my lazy boy chair, relax my head and recline. Sip a Pepsi or Coke with a twist of lime, or crack a 40-0, and then I go for mine. So what you saying?
Streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. My fault, we had a little technical difficulties. We appreciate you guys staying on the line and not hanging up. Oh man, it got ugly for a minute, but we back.
You damn computers. Hey, the sniper out there trying to snipe us down. Hey lady, hey, we paid you, bitch. You better quit trying to play with our line. You leave our keys alone. It ain't time to kick us out yet. We still got 31 minutes. You sab sucker, you. Leave us alone. Well, I tell you, even on the holidays, they take off. They won't try to do us bad. Leave us alone. We on the air, live.
Woo! Next commercial, you know we got to play the Ricky Ross, man. They can't hold us back, man. Anyway. Let's get back to the asylum. We got about 30 minutes left, man. Let's catch another caller, man. Who threw us a guy? Who's shaking the cages, man?
Oh, man, like I mentioned before we went to the break, man, you know, we had to go deep to find the big brother, man. I told you I had to get them halogen lights and shine them bright since they were shaking the bar so hard. But I went deep in the back of the cut, had to go find big brother D-Mac. Yo, big brother D-Mac, what's the deal, baby?
What's up, fellas, man? How y'all doing tonight?
Oh, man, you know what it is, man, fighting with this lady who's trying to take us off the air early. She must
I know, man. I seen the sniper almost got y'all, but y'all guys winners, baby. I like that.
Man, you know what it is. They tapping into our lives, man. They tapping into our lives, man. We so
hot. Oh, yeah, man. Hey, man, I've been in the hole for a minute, man. I'm glad you came and got me out, man.
Hey, you deserve to be out, man. Sorry for putting you... You know, deep down there in the hole, man. But, you know, welcome back. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What's up, Ed Boogie? What's up, big boy?
Oh, man, what's the deal? How you doing, man? Just, you know, like I said, we had some technical difficulties. And, you know, when it get like that in the streets, you know, we almost had to put the boxing gloves on. You know what I mean? So we back.
No doubt. Hey, man, before we get hot, man, before I chime in, man, I got to send a shout-out, man, to my girl, Michelle, in Savannah, Georgia, man. That's my baby. I love you. I miss you. To my little girl, Elise, Miss Ava, I miss you. I'll see y'all soon. thank you for chiming in, listening to my big brothers, man. I love y'all and I miss y'all. Let's go, baby.
Man,
no doubt.
That's what I'm talking about.
Now let's get to the streets is talking. Your NFL, your three pick'ems. You know how we do on Friday. Who you got?
Man, you know I'm running with my Saints, man. Monday Night Football. Man, that's going to be a good game. It's going to be hot. But my Saints going to put it out there in a row. The Seahawks ain't ready, baby. They ain't ready. Our next game for Sunday, KC and Denver, man. KC got some revenge to do, man. They got to get back. Man, he lost a tough one. Tom Brady took it to him like he always do. Peyton Manning can't play in the cold. And another game that I'm looking forward to, man, is them Cardinals, man, and them Eagles. Man, the Cardinals is hot, man. They is hot right now.
Yeah, that's a very intriguing game right there.
I'm looking forward to seeing that game, man.
So you saying who's going to win that game between Arizona and Philly?
Oh, man, the Cardinals, man. The Cardinals is hot right now. The defense good. Palmer looking good. I mean, them dudes are all cylinders right now. And you know, I hope they pull it out, man. Y'all looking
like
good
DMX
down there in the sunny Arizona, man.
Man, like DMX would say, I'm kind of hot right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think the Cardinals defense can hold up. You know, the league be sleeping on the Cardinals defense. They have a pretty good defense.
Yes, they do, T. Yes, they do.
It's just all about Carson Palmer. If he can keep from throwing, like L Boogie say, them pick-and-pulls, they just might be all right. They could play spoiler. L and I had a deep discussion about how far the Cardinals can go. They can't go too far because they're in the wrong division this year. It's just unfortunate that they might not catch San Fran if San Fran wins, and they definitely not going to catch Seattle. So they could play spoiler, but that's about it. They can't get in, even though they're having a great season this season.
Right.
So what about your NCAA football? It's rivalry week. You know who you got.
Hey, man, you know I'm running with my Buckeyes, man. They're going to go down there to Michigan, man, and they're going to do their thing. And, you know, I'm running with the chef, man. I need Auburn to kick some butt. It ain't going to be no blowout, but I need them boys to go in there and do the damn thing because y'all know I need my Buckeyes to be in that BCS championship, man. So, you know, Florida State, T was right. Man, this is about to be a blowout, man. That game is about to be, they're about to go down there to the swamp and do their 1-2, man. But I need Auburn, man, to do some things. You know what I'm saying? That UCLA, USC game, that's going to be big, man. That coach down there, man, he on fire. He hot. They loving him. But that Auburn, that Alabama game, man, I'm going to be tuning in, man. And, you know, I need Alabama to go down, man. I need them to go down because I need my Buckeyes to be in the hunt, and they're in the hunt right now. And Michigan and Ohio State, our defense have, you know, been real suspect, but we're going to pull it out, man. We're going to pull it out.
Hey, Alabama-Auburn, not happening.
Okay, T, we'll see. We'll see.
What about the game? What about Johnny Football going down to Missouri, to number 5 Missouri? Who you got in that game?
L Boogie, I'm rolling with my big brother, man. I think Missouri, man, might pull it out, man. You know what I'm saying? They might pull it out, you know. Missouri, we already know they hot. They done made a little noise. And, you know, Johnny Money, man, right now, man, he looking at the NFL, man. You know what I'm saying? He looking probably for, like, the number one pick or something right now. He ready for the season to get over with, you know what I'm saying, and go to the NFL so, you know, he can get his little Tim Tebow on.
Let me get my Tebow on.
Of course, because he's going to be MVG when he get in the league. I'm telling you. You know what I'm saying?
He's
not going to have a long career at all.
He can throw better than Tebow.
Yeah, in college he can.
In the pros, he can. In the pros, he can.
Okay, we gonna see. I hope them sorry ass Browns go pick them up.
Hey, because we already know what the Browns are.
You know, they. I don't think they can beat Jacksonville, not with that Wheaton guy in the lineup.
Remember what I always told you, little bro. Two bad teams make a great game. It will be a great game, though.
Hey, I fell asleep on the Pittsburgh-Cleveland game. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
I was locked up in the hall, man. I was down in Savannah, Georgia, man. I fell asleep, man. What is this? Terrible.
You drank your sorrows away and fell asleep, huh?
Yes, I did, big bro. You know what I'm saying? I laid on that pure, pretty, beautiful woman, man. I was locked out, man. It wasn't nothing to watch, man. It wasn't nothing to watch. Gee, I see your boy, the Kyle, man, is pulling it out, man.
We got lucky, but we'll take
man,
it.
Man, they have me nervous, man.
Hey, we two up, so we still undefeated in the division. So we looking pretty good right now.
Okay. Tony Romo doing his thing.
Hey, but the month of December is coming up. This is what scares me. This is when he hasn't been doing too good.
Well, maybe he might, you know, y'all might get an early Christmas present this year or something, man. You never know.
We just need one more victory, man. We just need one more.
like Tony Montana said.
What you say, big boy?
Like Tony Montana said, man, every dog has his day.
Hey, look, man, I miss y'all, man. I'm about to home, man. Y'all came and got me out, man, so... I'll be back in, man. Monday, I'll be chiming in, man. And, you know, I miss y'all, man. I ain't been on the air in a minute, man. But, you know, I've been grinding, doing my thing. Big bro, I'm going to call you Sunday. I got to rap to you. I love y'all, man. Y'all hot.
Right. No doubt.
That's what it is. I'll Drew Brees and Sean Payton take care of business at 12, man. I need it.
Come on, man. We gonna get to chime in a little bit about that probably at halftime. Y'all will still be on the air. It might be like 21-7. The same.
So the 12th man is gonna have my famous quote. Look at their faces.
Oh, so you rolling with the Seahawks?
Am I rolling with the Seahawks? No, I'm rolling with neither team because it doesn't help my Packers. I just want to see a good game. So,
man,
I don't care. It doesn't affect me.
Without Aaron Rodgers, there's no Packers.
True.
You haven't realized that yet?
Yes, I have. So,
I wish Aaron Rodgers look at himself when he played the Browns. Maybe we would have won that game. Because the cheese is not looking too good, Air Boogie.
No, it looks like we going fishing early.
Oh, yeah, y'all going to be going fishing right with us. We coming down to Arizona, baby.
No.
You don't want to come here. We got all these man-made lakes. We're just gonna go golfing.
We're trying to get my golf game together. We'll just go golfing. We'll be in the streets golfing. There you have it.
Okay.
Appreciate the love, big homie.
Okay, I love you, man.
No doubt, I love you too, man.
Happy holidays, man. You know it.
Happy holidays.
Yeah, L Boogie. You know what I mean. I tell you, man, it's just something about this weekend, man. It's so hype. You know, every game is played. It has something to do with something big, a bigger picture. And I just can't wait. Man, Monday going to be crazy because I'm still going to be full of turkey. I'm still going to be feeling good. And I'm going to, I'm just going to kick back and watch all these games. Hey, big shout out to the University of Arizona. They put that smackdown on Duke. You know what I'm saying? Played in a little tournament. You know what it is, man. And Arizona came out on top. It was a great game until, you know, late in the second half when Sean Miller called a couple of useful timeouts and took advantage of the momentum. And, you know, his team got the win. So, big ups to U of A They beat Duke. Duke now is taking two losses, you know, on national TV against some stiff competition. You know what I'm saying? And, man, this is, you know, this is the time of the year we had them big tournaments, Laughter Shootout, Maui, you know what I'm saying? He got so many tournaments, and now they got the Battle for Atlantis, a tournament in the Bahamas, you know, with a lot of good teams playing in it. You got one down in California where they're playing in. So a lot of great games, a lot of good talent, man. It's more talent out there than just the freshmen they've been talking about the first couple of weeks. I've been seeing a lot of good talent lately, which I know this draft is, it might be a nice little draft this season, El Boogie, coming up.
Yeah, and that brings us to the point that, you know, the streets is talking. And, you know, we bring sports to a street perspective. And I want to say this perspective, as we go on to this rivalry week and things like that, how can we not pay these ball players because of alcohol is getting so much money? I mean, people are tailgating and bringing down, you know, these gas stations are getting money. RVs, they're lining up 3 or 4 miles away just to see a game a week in advance, to see these young boys play, and they don't get a dime. And we can't pay these young guys? And I'm a big believer of student-athlete. Let's not get it twisted. But it just amazes me that the money that these universities and these sponsors are making, and they get mad because a kid gets money or he sells his national championship ring. You know, Chane Bohannon from Louisville, the forward, he won a national championship this past year and was suspended because he sold his national championship ring. How can you penalize a kid for selling his own? That's his now. But you don't want to pay him for all the money that he's bringing in. And look at this rivalry week. I just don't understand, bro. But we always say, yeah, scholarship, you know, that supersedes all of that. I don't know. Buildings are being built because of, you know, these wins and these, you know, bowl games and these NCAA Final Fours and things like that. But we can't, you know, pay these kids. It's mind-boggling to me. This is talking.
Yeah. And before you go any further, man, I wanted to chime in on that Shane Bohannon incident. You know, he was up under investigation as to, you know, him selling the ring. But come to find out, El Boogie, was that the ring was actually stolen. And they found his ring being auctioned off on a website. And so that's what actually got him off the hook with the ring. So it wasn't that he tried to sell it. It was that somebody stole it. And then after they stole it, they tried to sell it online in an auction. And that's how it all came about. And I'm glad that this guy was cleared of it because he didn't do nothing. You know what I'm saying? And he was on suspension. He couldn't even play this whole season due to the fact that it wasn't his fault. Somebody stole the ring, and he was probably telling the man, look, somebody stole my ring, man. I don't have no money. Somebody stole it. And then they finally, you know, caught up and did their investigation, and it was being auctioned off on an online auction. And so that's what got him off. So big ups to you, Shane Bohannon. Get back in and do your damn thing, baby.
But he was guilty and then had to prove that he was innocent. It sounds familiar.
Man.
Oh, man.
Now, he should be paid.
He should be paid.
Can't hold me back.
When we come back from the commercial, we got Freestyle Friday, and we're going to give out our shout-outs. Man, we want to give a shout-out to our callers, man, first of all. Hey, yo, Ro.
Yeah.
Remember this. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show, Mondays and Fridays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Oh, man, you got to get Winning Asylum. Let's go.
I'm hustling global. I stunt like a champ. All these Boy Scouts told you. Fuck you in your camp. Got on all of my shoes.
don't fall for the trap. I got one of my fools, he don't listen to rap, but he listen to me. So listen to me, when you listen to me, I get you this in a week. Put a hater to sleep, sky's the limit. I got R. Kelly money, when Fiesta was winning. I got my back to the wall, can't I handle my business, and I'm ready for war. Niggas killing for business. See, my focus was M, my chances were slim. Counting both to per million, we should get this on film. When you lean on the stake, then you label the rat. On my feet so long, I won't fuck on my back. Rat. These haters can't hold me back. 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 No.
These niggas wanna hold me back. These hoes wanna hold me down. Jail cells wanna hold me in. My bond paid, who finna hold me now? I'm 10 toes of my 12 till they flip the switch on my shell. These niggas be faking. This official right here. Black Cadillac, scrap, bout to handle that. Rock the bop, bop, rock. Still that barrel melt like candle wax. Rock the sack, surround them up. I ain't count, gotta go. Everywhere that dollar go. Put more gold on my collarbone. You say you thug it? Say you real, you say you gangster, so called. Slide up with that oak out, everybody like, oh God. Cut the deck, deal it out. Bet I'll pull your whole card. Shit real, oh y'all. Thought it was a joke, huh?
These haters can't hold me back. 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 No.
These dummies can't hold me back. These flaws can't hold me back. Three banks can't hold these stacks. Pin them hollers like Goldie Mac. Smoke till I panic. I got rich like I planned it. If there's a price on your head, on your roof. Choppers we landing, I used to pay on that block. Dark liquor and candy. Now you look at my lot. Rose, Ferraris and Lambo. Talking South Bronx, Al Tater. Rose, Meek Mill, Wiley. Blow mills like a ball player. Magic Bird, Isaiah. Shorty trying to kick it. Looking for that meal ticket. Diamonds flashing, gone flick it. On that Juicy J, they tripping. I done came up off a lick. Boy, got you on the list. Boy, your life on my wrist. Boy, niggas need a stick.
These haters can't hold me back. 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 No.
These niggas tryna hold me back. These niggas tryna bait me in. These niggas ain't putting in work. These niggas gotta hate to win. Us niggas don't play them games. My niggas gon' shoot them things. Real life in that 901. Real niggas will make for life. Feel five on about that life. $1 million, I spent that twice. Don't boy, yeah, that my life. Crack kills, I spit that white. These niggas tryna sell in my grand. These niggas wanna give me shit. These niggas wanna take my spot. Fuck boy, you ain't had your cash. These niggas act just like hoes. These niggas ain't got no heart. These niggas ain't fat like us. $1 million in my garage. $2 million house on the lake. $5 million in real estate. Green slipping them D's, boy. They may back white on the way.
These haters can't hold me back. 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 No.
I came home, BG in the fed. Yo, ho on my lips. It's longer than Craig. My bitch got cramps. She on the edge.
The streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop. Man, you back in the asylum with T-Row, Juelz the G, and I'm your host, L Boogie. What a great show tonight. Man, we previewed week 13. We talked about the games on Thanksgiving. We talked about rivalry week. The street question of the night was, which rivalry game that you think is the best? Old State, Michigan, Texas, Oklahoma, Oklahoma, Nebraska, Florida State, Florida, Florida, Miami, Miami, Florida State. man, USC, UCLA, Stanford, USC, Notre Dame, Stanford, USC, Notre Dame, Michigan, Notre Dame. Remember the rivalry between the U against Notre Dame. Woo! But Auburn and Alabama, I got these words for you, Auburn. I'm going to hit you with the Ric Flair. You got to wake down on you. Woo! And to beat the man, to beat a man, you got to beat the man. You ain't got to like it, baby, but you better learn to love it. In the words of Ric Flair. Oh, that was my dude. Yo, Ro, you ready for the freestyle, baby?
Let's take him out with a fucking freestyle, man. You know how we do on this Fanatic Friday, man. Been feeling good. Got something special in my cup. You know what I'm saying? Been in the clouds a little bit. What's the deal? What you got for the people on this Thanksgiving holiday, Pippin?
Man. Man, if I told you what happened over the week, what happened pre-Thanksgiving, you would think it was, it was like a movie. But, man, here we go. 17 bars, I got to go past 16. Chilling in the spot, man, I'm looking for my queen. I ain't really go to Brooklyn, man, I done went to AZ. I'd have been to Cleveland, but it still amazed me. Why these bars be looking for some type of athlete? I'm going to treat you like a ball, and I'm going to act like Spike Lee. I ain't got to have it, but, man, it's like a sandwich. That's what OG told me back in the day. I'm like a savage. If you saw me on the block, man, I was pitching like Al Grove. You don't even know who the quarterback is, man. I was, yep, Snice on the stove. Come get in my huddle. Girl, I'll put a towel over the puddle, but you still tripping because all you want to do is cuddle. When I go get them in, man, you want to try to be my friend. But at the end of the day, you know how the story ends. When they come back to me, all you want to do is throw strife. And I told you before, the bard always going to hit you with the knife, and it's always going to be your wife. You saw my man in the movie Blow. I'm coming at to you. The streets is talking sports talk radio show. I ain't tripping on the spot, but, man, I'm hot. Man, they used to call me the living legend Tupac. You going to box like I said and throw rocks. I ain't tripping, bro. They hit me with the TikTok. Hip-hop ain't the same no more. They coming with some bullshit like back in 84. We going to stop it, man, before they get back to the goal. And remember, that's like Monopoly when you go get that 200. If they can't count, let's get them in. I ain't tripping. I got family, man. Fuck them friends. I'm through rapping, man. I'm back on my act. I told these clowns before they better jump on my track. They used to call me El Tren because I still be on the boogie. Like my daddy used to always say, I'm one tough cookie.
That was up, Pippin. You know what I'm saying? So your boys used to claim you was a savage. You know what I mean? Coming raw.
That might have sold 3 copies.
Oh, man, you know what I'm saying? That's what you got to do. You got to tiptoe before you walk, baby. You know what I mean? Got to get it in. That's what it is, man. Let's take it down south, man, like we normally do on the Fanatic Freestyle Friday. You know what I'm saying? Let's take it down to Skeet Emoji, the jobs in the side. Yo, Big Pepper down there in the south of North Park. What's the deal, baby?
Oh, man, you know it ain't nothing but some more and some more down here, man.
Yeah, how's the weather? Is it snowing down there? Is it just cold?
Yeah, man, they're wearing shorts and a jacket.
Oh, so Arizona weather. That's what I'm talking about. You pimp it out with some shorts and a sweat. You know what I'm saying?
No question. That's that money weather.
By the way.
Oh, yeah, y'all already know.
Man, do your thing when you're ready, Pippin.
Already, man. One more time for your mind, man. Skeeter Mo Johnson Jenkins Jr. the third, you heard? Okay, my whole life's been a blessing. I got great herbs, but I ain't stressing. And I hustle with my gang like I was T.I.P. with no question. That I keep a gun for protection. Or in case a nigga start plexing. I'm a Dallas, Texas cowboy, but I fuck around with them Texans. My pistol straight out the western. Like back in them old days, I purchased me two Link Bastards and reverted back to my old ways. When I was 13, I had a cold gauge. Traded that bitch for a car. Drove around with no license. I was smoking weed and sipping bar. I bought none and fade them all. A small thing to a giant. I'm from North Park. I'm a major ball and a nigga ain't nothing but lying.
And that nigga ain't lying.
Straight!
My bad, I wasn't supposed to use the N-word tonight, but I couldn't have it.
It's true.
That's straight for the street. Traded in for that late basketball.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, I mean. That's what it is. That's what it is. Man, how was your Thanksgiving, man? How was the family Thanksgiving, baby?
Oh, man, everything was beautiful. You know, we went to mom's, went to dad's house, and, you know, we chilled, man. Kicked it like kings, man.
That's what I'm talking about, baby. Well,
as
you know,
usual. Well.
Yeah. You know what it is, man. It's always good to hear your voice, man. Happy Thanksgiving to you and the family down there, man. And you know how we get it in, man. You know we appreciate the love on this Fanatic Freestyle Friday, doing what you normally do, you know what I mean? Everybody, Christmas is right around the corner, boy. I can't wait for them Christmas holidays. Boy, you get to eat good. Did you guys do some Black Friday shopping down there in the South?
Oh, man, we went up there, man, with all the Hispanic people, man. You know, man. SA's got money, man. I'm talking about they buying 3-4 computers, 3-4 TVs at one time. You like, you buying all them?
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to tell you this. At the Black Friday down here in Phoenix, Arizona, on 95th Avenue Northern, if you were there this morning, big ups to you for taking it to the street. Man, they wild out so much. They had to shut the Walmart down and had the police around the Walmart like a SWAT team because you can't have nobody leave. You got to get information from everybody that was in there. And they fought until the police got there, which was about an hour. So if you was on 95th and Northern today, big ups to you. I hope you ain't got no blackout.
Woo!
I hope you was able to get out of there with some goodies. You know what I mean?
That's what a blackout on Black Friday. That's what I'm talking about.
Big ups to you, Skeeter Mo, man. You know, we'll holler at you all month. Hey, before we let you go, question of the night. It's the biggest rival in college football. I know you've been listening to the show.
Man, there's so many of them to choose, but I'm going to go with, it's too many. I'm going to go with the Michigan boys, man. You know, it's tradition. You know, that blue and gold always did something to me, too. You know what I'm saying? It got the M on it. You know, I always thought that meant for Marcus. So, you know what I mean? I'm going to go with the Michigan boys, man.
Oh, there you have it. Boy, you just stirred up a whole bunch of controversy,
uh-oh,
boy. You good thing we running out of time because they would have been alive lit up again. That's them Ohio bit. That's them Midwest boys. Ohio State, you going down. All right, Skeeter Mo. Much love, man.
I
see you Monday.
Love, man.
Love you, baby, bro. Tell sis we said much love, too. No doubt. Bless it.
Yeah, L Boogie, you know what it is. Yeah, man. So, hey, man, before we get out of here, man, want to give them a shout-out, man. Want to say big ups to everybody who done checked in with us on the day after Thanksgiving. Much love. You know, to everybody who checked in, you know, during the holidays. So I want to give a big shout-out to Big Brother Bass who checked in with us. The sports officials, OG, we see you. T-Nick, you know, you got to be out there reffing real hard. It's tournament time, baby. Don't be out there doing any favors, you know what I'm saying? Big ups to Kev on the road. That's my dude, NY, straight out there in San Diego partying, getting it in the tournament down there, too. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, big ups to the studio guest, Rick C., Bluesy Doozy, you know what I'm saying? Big ups to Jewels, G, everybody out there that be checking out the show, everybody down there in the South. W.T. White, stand up. Oh, big ups to Grand Canyon University, the D1 now.
We got Dan Marley over there coaching. They 3-3. We about the streets about to go check out the game, see what's happening. You know what it is, El Boogie. I hope you ready to rock and roll. You know what it is, man. Another love session to you, baby, for the man. Hey, and you, the lady who be trying to lock the door on us early, that's why we going over the time limit. You hooker, don't you ever try to take us off the earth early again.
I couldn't have said it better myself, cellmate. There you have it. The Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip-hop from a street perspective. Man, my co-host, Jewel T-Row, I'm your host, L Boogie. We'll get at you on Monday. And if you want to go back and listen to yourself, call us, blogtalkradio.com/The Streets is Talking. We're going to see what the melee and what the deaths have for us on Monday. And when the BCS rankings come out, it's going down. We'll see you on Monday. And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Man, shout out to everybody down there in Cleveland, man. Texas, L.A., Phoenix. Man, down there at the barbershop. Man, we hollering. We'll get at you. We'll see you on Monday. Let's go.
Since that category 5, when I walk up in the strip club, throw it high, make you and George wash the head. But OGs never fed us, now young niggas fed up. Ballin' so hard, I deserve an and one. Faking so the market, and I'm getting it, ain't it obviously? You a bitch, you a host, that's just my philosophy. And I'm known to kick it like the captain.
Shot.